It is Saturday evening, July the 18th, post-game following the Southern West Virginia Kings Warriors 5-0 win over the West Virginia Chaos. The Kings Warriors end their season on a two-game winning streak at the 500 mark and also claim the Cole Cup Clash Championship for 2015. And we're with the head coach of the Southern West Virginia Kings Warriors, John Milleracy. And John, the last two games, a real nice way to end the season. You always want to end it on a high note, and the Kings Warriors certainly did do that. Outscoring their opponents 6-0 in the final two games and coming up with a couple of nice wins.
Yeah, we're glad to finish strong. I mean, that's one of the things we talked about after the disappointing loss to Greensboro at home about 2 weeks ago, was we wanted to finish the season strong. And, these guys the past 2 weeks have put some difficult times behind us. They've grown. They've matured. They're understanding what godly manhood is really about. They've put themselves to the side, and they've really pushed the group ahead of themselves. And, you saw two good performances, a very gritty road win against a much stronger West Virginia team last time out than tonight. We were never out of control of the game tonight. From the opening whistle, we were very much on the front foot and limited their chances. And, I think we could have had a few more. But, it's a great way to end the summer. This has been a good group of guys. And to see them learn and grow is what we really want. Because we could be in the PDL playoffs. We know we're good enough to be there. But I think we're sending guys back more prepared, having to deal with adversity and to learn from failure, than if we'd just cruised like we were the first, quarter of the season or half the season, whatever it was.
Well, John, we were joking in the press box saying that if Cliff Desir played a full 90 minutes, he might have ended up as the Kings Warriors' leading scorer. But he had a real nice two-goal effort in that second half for 45 minutes. I know you've been waiting for him to kind of, come out of it, and he sure did tonight.
Well, Cliff is a great guy. He's always been our best finisher on the team, no question, from the first few days he got here. The reality is he didn't, and I'm not going to embarrass him, but he didn't come in overly fit. And he had to really work on his fitness the first half of the season, and then work on his off-ball movement. And then his work rate in practice was getting better, and his performances in practices were getting better. And so he got his first minutes against Greensboro, looked good. Had another 10, 15 minutes against West Virginia last week, looked better. And then tonight, there's no question we're going to put him in for a good amount of time, because the way he's been training the past 2 weeks, the way he's been working hard, the way he's been buying in, Palm Beach Atlantic is getting a heck of a player, because he came in raw, and now he's going in to their preseason ready. They're going to have a really good striker on their hands.
Well, John, I want to talk mostly about the future and looking forward right now as we close out this 2015 season. But I know you had exit meetings with the guys this week, and I don't want to know any specifics, but just in general, how did those go, and were you satisfied wrapping things up with the guys?
Yeah, we are trying to give them a great experience. Of course, the organization, we have competitive ambitions. We want to win. We love to see ourselves in the playoffs. We love to see ourselves in the U.S. Open Cup. And there's nothing wrong with those ambitions. But we're not going to get there by sacrificing the experience of the players. We're going to make sure that they're enjoying their time, that they're being stretched, that they feel taken care of, that they feel valued, that they're not a commodity that we bring in, we burn up, and we spit out. We want them and their college coaches and wherever they're going next to feel like they're going back better versions of themselves because of their experience here. And so overall, we had very good meetings, got great responses. There's some things we can continue to do better. The reality is this is a challenge, trying to grow the game and minister to Southwest Virginia. I mean, we live 45 minutes to an hour away from a good complex where we can train. We're not in a major media market like Cincinnati, Charlotte, and Greensboro, and Columbia, and Pittsburgh, and Dayton. We have our own niche that we're trying to form here. And I think we can be successful. I think from the top down, we all know the makings of a real special franchise is here. And I think we had a really good shot this year to make a run. But we had some cultural issues that got in the way. We had to fix that. And, it's disappointing because I think, like I said, I feel like we could be in Charlotte in a couple days playing them. But we're not, and we had to learn from it. And I'm really proud of how the guys responded to that adversity, bought in, and finished really strong. So we definitely now have momentum going into next year.
John Milleracy, our guest, following the Kings Warriors 5-0 win over the West Virginia Chaos in the season finale on this Saturday, July the 18th. John, you've been a head soccer coach for a long time at the collegiate level. This is your first year as a head coach at the PDL level, and it's a little bit of a different animal. But just tell me about just two things. One, what was the thing that you enjoyed the most this year as a head coach, and what was the most difficult thing you experienced as a head coach in the PDL level?
Difficult thing would be having good players not even in a uniform. To select your team down to 18 and start 11 and only play five or six off the bench when you've got guys that were all conference, second team All-American at their college environments, not even in uniform. That was difficult because it was really hard to select an 18 out of this group. It's a good problem to have. And to manage those competitive personalities, because everybody here wants to play. I mean, nobody came here to sit on the bench all summer, you know. And so that was a challenge because the collegiate environment, it's rare to find a team with 24 good players. Usually you have 12, 15, maybe 16 at the most, and then level drops. The PDL, at least in the team that we had this year, we had good players everywhere, which was great. Mm-hmm. So that would be the challenge. I think what I've enjoyed about it is I've enjoyed the game being faster, the players being a little more sophisticated with their technique and their mobility. It gave us more freedom to experiment, to place different styles, different systems. I really enjoyed going toe-to-toe with Charlotte, going toe-to-toe with Cincinnati, and playing well-coached, well-managed, talented teams in a professional environment. That's been a lot of fun. Really, really enjoyed the level and what's happening in the PDL. And we're trying to give these guys an opportunity for a professional contract in the future, and I think the PDL is doing a good job of that. So I've enjoyed that aspect as well. Man, it's been a lot of fun. I feel like I'm just getting the team where I want them 10 days ago, and now they're done. You know, that's one thing I don't like about the PDL, because if you look at my time as a college coach, I got a year with them to kind of figure it out. The second year I start bringing in my players. My third year we start looking like the team that I've been trying to create. My fourth year, it's about right, and it takes you that much time. You've got a year to recruit, and you got 10 weeks to get it right. And if it's swing, it's either, you swing or you miss. I mean, you hit a home run or you miss terribly. So I think we did a lot of good things this summer. I think we were very close to being a team that was capable of winning several games in the PDL playoffs. Unfortunately, our goals went cold for about 3 weeks. I mean, if you look at our stats, what a strange season. We outshot everybody we played. We had a stretch of six games where we tied three times and lost one goal three times in a row. It's all six of those games could have been wins very easily, but we lacked a little bit of character. We lacked a little bit of quality in front of the goal. And we solved the cultural problems, and then the play took care of itself over time. So we're always going to be about developing men first here before players, and I think that's going to continue to be a highlight of the summer as well.
We talk a lot about what goes on the field in these interviews, but John, just tell me a couple things that went on off the field that you were happy about in the development of the guys, in the outreach in the community. Just maybe one or two things that you were just very pleased with away from the soccer field that happened with the Kings Warriors this year.
Yeah, I loved how the guys would just dive in with the kids. One of the houses, kids are coming over the house all the time. They're playing games in the street and playing freeze tag and running around hinting and having a great time. I loved how they were visible in the community. We also did some things at the Wade Center, brought the team over, and we had 90 kids to play with, and our guys just dove right in and enjoyed playing with the kids and reaching out to them. There are a lot of things that we continue to expand our reach. We want to help try to grow the game in this area as well, but we also want to be a vehicle for the gospel. We want to be a vehicle for hope, and Hinton's got some growth to do in terms of its infrastructure, and we want to help be part of that. And I think it's good. I think it's good to bring our guys from all over the world, literally all over the world. And it's a big challenge to assimilate to the American culture. It's another challenge to assimilate to Southern West Virginia, and it's a whole another challenge to assimilate to Hinton. So it's an experience like no other, and I think that's, some would view it as a weakness, but I really view it as a strength because it's challenging our guys in a lot of aspects other than soccer.
Last question for Southern West Virginia head coach John Milleracy. John, in just 30 seconds or a minute, you've been a coach now at this level, the PDL, you've learned a lot, you've offered a lot. What is your goal moving forward now for 2016 on and off the field for the Kings Warriors? What would you like to see happen at this time? What would you like to see that had happened this time in 2016?
Well, I think we can break down our ambitions into three aspects. There's the external ministry of having a community footprint in the southern West Virginia area. I want to be more visible. I want more folks in the stands, because we were at the Wade Center, or we were at some function where we were helping, and so they're coming to support us. Mm. I want to continue to have an internal aspect in terms of ministry in the lives of our players. Mm-hmm. We had some guys come to know Christ over the summer. We had some guys that have really been challenged in their values and their mindsets, and we want to send, like I said earlier, players back better versions of themselves in their college environments. We need to continue to offer that as a chance to grow in their leadership and their values. And then from a competitive standpoint, I want to be talking to you about how we clinched the division title 3 games ago and mm-hmm. how we've been able to rotate players the past 3 games, and now we're looking at hosting the play-in game in about 3 nights from now. That's what I want to be talking. And I think there's nothing wrong with us having that ambition. Mm-hmm. And I think the infrastructure is here. We have some challenges. We just missed this summer. We really did. We just had 3 weeks that got out from under us that cost us the season in terms of results. But we'll never sacrifice what's happening externally or internally, ministry-wise, for results. And I think, we had some discipline issues that we benched players that, probably a game we could have won. I think we're going to be about developing men first. And so we're never going to, like I said, sacrifice the mission organization for results. We've got to get the right people in that want to minister, that want to be humbled and changed over the summer, and that really want to play and have an ambition of being successful. So I've got a lot of work to do over the next 10 months, and I'll be scouting players and keeping my eyes and ears out for the next 4 or 5 months, and then we'll start contacting and making approaches and maybe have a trial or two, and then hopefully have a roster about in hand by January, February, March, and then we start this all over again.
I know. Well, John, again, soccer is a god for many people. That is certainly not the desire of the Kings Warriors organization, although we love soccer, we love the game. But certainly Jesus is the only one who can offer true hope in this broken world, and we want to share that message. And I think you and the team and the coaching staff and the organization has certainly done that very nicely. John, you've been so kind with your time this year. Fans want to hear first from the players and the coaches. That's who they want to hear from most. And you and the guys have been very kind with your time this year. Congrats on a good season. Yes, we didn't make the playoffs, but in the big picture, I believe this was a very successful season. And we look forward to all the good things that God has in store for us in 2016. And thanks for all these chats and for being with us this year.
Thank you.
All right, that's John Milleracy, head coach of the Southern West Virginia Kings Warriors, following the season finale 5-0 win over the West Virginia Chaos. Here from Bluefield at the East River Soccer Complex, this is Tim Donnelly.